I'm honored to speak with you this morning. I want to urge that the response to the world hunger crisis should include steps to build political will. The size of the conference and the participation of many heads of government have been impressive. But we know from decades of experience with similar conferences that governments will do less than they say needs to be done. Conferences and reports over many years have concluded that it is feasible to end world hunger. We only need the political will. But conferences and reports are not enough to build the necessary political will. So when the world's governments last met on this scale to discuss world hunger in 2002, they highlighted the need to build advocacy institutions. Several years ago, I was given the opportunity to make this point in the opening lecture at the biannual meeting of the FAO. Farmer associations, neighborhood organizations, and religious communities serve as advocacy institutions. Local governments and hunger-focused agencies within national governments can be advocates too. The press and political parties have important roles to play. We also need international solidarity networks. Institutions such as these must be made stronger than they are. Political will does not just happen. The organization that I lead in the United States, Bread for the World, has helped to convince the U.S. government to more than double its funding for poverty-focused development assistance during this decade. We recently fought and failed to reform the U.S. Farm Bill. Bread for the World's activist members and churches mobilize hundreds of thousands of constituent contacts with the U.S. Congress every year. The experience of leading a growing advocacy organization makes me acutely aware that political will needs to be built. Right now, we need more analysis of the politics of the current crisis. In particular countries, what groups are suffering? What groups can defend themselves politically? Are there ways to create institutions or alliances that will encourage the government to do more for hungry families that are being neglected? We also need more effort to engage diverse institutions in responding to this crisis. Non-governmental organizations have been able to participate only marginally in this conference, so we will need to find other opportunities to engage civil society and corporations. We especially need media advocacy. There will be more food riots. There will certainly be tremendous suffering, including dramatic suffering in many countries, at least in some countries. Other countries will address the crisis in exemplary ways that the rest of the world should know about. So we need organizations that will be active in telling this story through the media. Finally, the International Alliance Against Hunger should be strengthened. In response to the 2002 conference, the three Rome agencies joined together to launch the International Alliance. Their cooperation in reaching out to civil society is one of the strengths of the alliance. The International Alliance has initiated or strengthened national alliances against hunger in more than 20 countries. The International Alliance is the best mechanism we have to share information among countries about efforts to build the political will to end hunger. But funding for the International Alliance is now less than minimal. If the Rome agencies would provide additional funding for the International Alliance, they would leverage much larger changes in the politics of hunger. And to overcome today's hunger tragedy, we need to build institutions that will change the politics of hunger.